This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's another entry today in the What is Going On with General Electric file. GE announced a deal this morning to sell its biopharma business for more than $21 billion. The buyer is Danaher, which just so happens to be the company that GE's newish CEO Larry Culp ran before coming to General Electric. It's all part of a bigger restructuring plan aimed at paying down GE's massive debt load. The company also, by the way, closed a different deal today, merging its transportation division with railway equipment maker Wabtec, bringing in another $2.9 billion. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more now on the original American industrial conglomerate's efforts to become less conglomerated.
GE has been trying to recover from deals that went bad, questionable accounting, and leadership turmoil. Today's deal helps pay down the more than $100 billion in debt on its balance sheet.
$20 billion in asset sales this year was their target. This deal comfortably takes them over that goal right away.
Jim Corridor covers industrial stocks at CFRA.
But I wouldn't be surprised to see them spin off or sell additional units as we go through the year.
And there is more to sell, like its healthcare division, half of which GE had planned to spin off this year. Analyst Nicholas Heyman at William Blair says the deal with Danaher will likely postpone that IPO until next year. He says other assets that could go include software, an aircraft leasing business, or GE's stake in oil services company Baker Hughes.
There's lots more levers for GE's management and board to pull. And I think what you're seeing is Mr. Culp is now trying to turn a page for GE.
From just fighting to stay solvent to focusing on growth, Joshua Aguilar with Morningstar says, think of your own finances.
If you're heavily in credit card debt, how much can you invest and grow your personal net worth? Well, it's pretty hard when you have a bunch of credit card debt. You gotta solve that as well.
And with the balance sheet in better shape, GE can focus on what remains: aviation, power, and renewable energy. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.